From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins his final message in his series on the Law of God. In treating each of the Ten Commandments, Dr. Cairns now comes to the last one, Thou shalt not covet. As we'll see, this commandment brings the Decalogue full circle, for God began it by forbidding idolatry. The New Testament equates covetousness with idolatry. Here, God probes the very depths of our hearts, stripping away mere outward conformity to His law. As David said in Psalm 51, God desires truth in the inward parts. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, here is a brief selection from C.H. Spurgeon's devotional collection entitled Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Set Apart. The text is found in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 6. Ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. This literal promise to Israel belongs spiritually to the seed after the Spirit, namely, to all believers. If we live up to our privileges, we shall live unto God so clearly and distinctly that men shall see that we are set apart for holy service and shall name us the priests of the Lord. We may work or trade as others do, and yet we may be solely and wholly the ministering servants of God. Our one occupation shall be to present the perpetual sacrifice of prayer and praise and testimony and self-consecration to the living God by Jesus Christ. This being our one aim, we may leave distracting concerns to those who have no higher calling. Let the dead bury their dead. It is written, Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine-dressers. They may manage politics, puzzle out financial problems, discuss science, and settle the last new quibbles of criticism. But we will give ourselves unto such service as becomes those who, like the Lord Jesus, are ordained to a perpetual priesthood. Accepting this honorable promise as involving a sacred duty, let us put on the vestments of holiness and minister before the Lord all day long.
Make my life an alleluia.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
The book of Exodus, chapter 20, and verse 17. Exodus, chapter 20, verse 17. The tenth of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. There's a striking similarity between the beginning of the Ten Commandments and their end. They begin in commandment number one by probing the attitude of the heart, and then they proceed to deal with various acts and decisions that flow from that attitude. And now, when we come to the tenth commandment, we find that having enumerated throughout the commandments many acts of sin, the law of God comes full circle once again to make a final search of the heart and of its inmost inclinations. We notice that in the first commandment, the Lord commences by prohibiting idolatry. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And in the tenth commandment, he ends on the same note, for he says, thou shalt not covet. We remember the words of the inspired apostle in Colossians 3 verse 5, that covetousness is idolatry. The word covet means simply to desire or to set your heart upon. As a word, it may indicate an innocent desire or even a righteous desire. For example, when the Lord Jesus said, and you'll find this in Luke 22, when the Lord Jesus said, with desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you, he said literally with lust or with longing. The same word is translated in these various ways. Have I desired or strongly desired that I may eat this Passover with you? Again, when the bride in the Song of Solomon said she sat down under the shadow of her beloved with great delight, it is the word with great desire. Paul told the Corinthians, covet earnestly the best gifts. And he told Timothy, if any man desire, the word is the one that's translated in 1 Timothy 6:10 as covet after. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth. And this is the verb that often is translated lust or covet. He desireth a good work. Now, obviously, when the tenth commandment says, thou shalt not covet, it is not prohibiting strong desire. I read a commentator in the book of Romans just this last week who tried to interpret what Paul was writing there in Romans 7 on this tenth commandment as a commandment that prohibited all strong desire. And I had to wonder, what on earth is this fellow talking about? The Bible is not the book of the Stoic. The Bible is not some holy book of some kind of Buddhist philosophy that would have you without desire. That's not what it's condemning, strong desire as such. What it is condemning is very clearly sinful desire. What it involves is desiring particularly what belongs to someone else. And this commandment is one that would give rise in our minds to words like lust, in the sense that we understand that word. An old-fashioned word that is still retained in the Bible, and I think we would do well to understand it rather than excise it from the Scriptures, is the old word concupiscence. And it is simply a combination of Latin terms that means to desire with, and the idea is with intensity. And of course it is particularly inordinate or sinful desire with which we associate concupiscence. There's another word that is passing out of our vocabulary nowadays. It's cupidity. It's that word that indicates again an inordinate love of things upon which we should not set our love, and especially an inordinate love of things that belong to someone else. In a word, when God says, "Thou shalt not covet," He is prohibiting a craving for things which He has placed out of bounds. That's what He means by "thou shalt not covet." Our shorter catechism tells us what this tenth commandment forbids, and it tells us, as it does in all the commandments, what it requires. It's very simple. It forbids all discontent with our own estate, all envying or grieving at the good of our neighbor, and all inordinate motions, those are motions of the heart or soul, and affections toward anything that is our neighbor's. That's what this commandment forbids. What it requires is full contentment with our own condition and a right and charitable frame of spirit toward our neighbor and all that is his. So, in a few lines, that sums up the tenth commandment. John Calvin, with his usual penetration into the inmost meaning of Scripture, and I say that because I believe, despite all the crazy things that have been written by ignorant men about the great Genevan reformer, we owe much of the modern understanding, by modern I mean that in a good sense, the modern understanding of the meaning of the text of Scripture, we owe it to the insight of this mighty man of God. And Calvin, looking at this tenth commandment, said, "Since the Lord would have the whole soul pervaded with love, any feeling of an adverse nature must be banished from our minds. The sum, therefore, will be that no thought be permitted to insinuate itself into our minds and inflame them with a noxious concupiscence or an evil desire tending to our neighbor's loss." That is the tenth commandment. Thou shalt not covet. Let me put it in one sentence. The tenth commandment condemns covetousness, and it commands contentment in loving service to God and to our neighbor. The tenth commandment condemns covetousness, and it commands contentment in loving service to God and to our neighbor. Now, in the past, I have normally taken time to show you what the commandment requires and what it forbids. And we'll cover that tonight, but in a slightly different fashion. As I pondered this, I recognized first that this commandment makes us see the depth of our sinfulness. The very first thing that you have to establish when you come to study the Ten Commandments is, why did God include this one at all? After all, if we understand this commandment to mean, thou shalt not look with desire upon thy neighbor's wife, isn't that covered in the seventh commandment? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said it was, for he said, whosoever looks upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. So the seventh commandment not only condemns the act, but the look that is unclean. And if we focus on the part that deals with possessions, if we understand the tenth commandment simply to say, thou shalt not set thy heart upon thy neighbor's possessions, isn't that covered by the eighth commandment, which says, thou shalt not steal? Surely, if the intent to commit adultery is adultery, then the intent to commit theft is theft. So, if the substance of the tenth commandment is really already stated in the seventh and the eighth commandments, the question has to be faced, why does the Lord mention it at all? Indeed, why does he choose this as the great consummation of the 10 words in which he incorporated all his law? There are very good reasons why he does so. I think the first reason is this, that we need the repetition that spiritual obedience does not consist merely in outward observances, but in heart holiness. Oh, the seventh and the eighth commandments do include that truth, but the tenth commandment isolates it. And that is something we need to learn. There is a great deal of the Pharisee in every one of us that will say, look, I don't do this, I don't do that, I do this and I do the other thing. Look at all these external marks of holiness. And with those external marks of holiness, we would enfold ourselves and cover a heart that's corrupt. God is saying in the 10th commandment, repeating the truth, that holiness is not merely external, but in truth, it is internal. And then I think that this 10th commandment is much more than a repetition. In other words, while it touches on what the 7th and the 8th commandments teach, it carries the teaching very, very much further. The word desire or covet may or may not lead to action. When you desire something, that desire may produce the fruit of action, but on the other hand, it may not. The 7th commandment and the 8th commandment condemn that evil desire that plans and produces the actual commission of sin. So God is saying in those commandments that the commission of sin is wrong, but the desire that plans the deed, the mind that works out the sin in advance of the action, is just as wicked as the deed.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.